Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening, people. Welcome to another Grunge Talk Wednesday. Just kind of want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and hope you all have a nice new year. With that being said, we're going to get on into the show tonight. What I decided to do this time for us with the beginning part of it, we're just going to kind of talk around out there to the people that's listening. If you want to participate in it, to kind of give a rundown of how did you your year ago for 2012, it's just being the last week in the year, and tell me this, what who do you think that was the best grudge race was this year? And so I've just started off probably saying, I'm thinking maybe on this end here, it probably would be the Tackle Box and the Katrina race down at Hub City Dragway, I think, with Tackle Box and them coming out on top. I think it was probably one of the upsets that I've witnessed. I'm sure it's more, which I know as the show go on, we may just kind of come back with a list of them, but just starting it off on, is anybody else kind of wanted to put their input in for as one of the biggest girls races for 2012? We can let you open up your mic now if you want to give a comment. Let's move over towards the Georgia area. I'm thinking what is the biggest grudge race over there this year was what? Was that Possum and I want to say Possum and Stevens, I believe it was. Maybe someone can chime in from that end on the East Coast and kind of give us an outline of general expect of big grudge races. If not, what are some of the upcoming plans that you all guys got for the year 2013? I know for the first beginning part of the year, we got about several events that's going to take place. I think that's sorry about that, guys. We lost some communication. Didn't mean. Like we lost a few callers as well. Let's see here. I think we got everybody back. I know on this end here, did anybody get in the snow this weekend? I know we may have got a 2 or 3 minute flurry, but I don't believe we really got a whole lot. I hope somebody from the Arkansas, whatever, will come in and chime in and let us. Because I think Arkansas got hit pretty bad, and Texas, I think, for the first time, got hit pretty bad, too. Well, I tell you what, while everybody's quiet, we're going to go on and check the list here and see if anybody, Mr. Custom Cut. Custom Mix, are you there?
I am here. Wow.
What's going on, man?
Chris, you got me now. You keep getting me with this now. Man, I'm going to go ahead. I didn't really want to say anything tonight, but I'm going to go ahead and say I think the biggest Georgia girls race was between Tackle Box and I, the match and the rematch.
Okay.
You know, that possum race with Steven, that race was like a last minute because my bike had broke, and they kind of threw the race together. But I think the biggest match of the year for Georgia was me and Tackle Box.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think everybody's looking for 2013, was looking for the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I read somewhere where you said you were going to let them guys kind of wear that for a while.
Yeah, because, I mean, I, you know, sometimes the best medicine is no medicine. So they kind of come sideways out the side of their mouth. So, you know, hey, I let them sit on it for a while.
Okay.
I'm the last one who won, so, you know, I let them sit on. They race when I get ready. Yeah. You know, but Chris Moore, that was another big girls race. Actually, Chris Moore and I started the year out, 2012, at the Cup race with the big girls race.
Okay.
So, and, you know, I think that should get a little credit, too, because that was North Carolina running Georgia. He did step up, even though he got beat down. Even though he got beat down, he did step up.
But what did the weather do for you all over there this week today?
Oh, it's cold. It is cold. It's cold all day. It's like 40 something degrees all day.
Okay. So you ought to get any snow or anything over there?
Oh no. They say they got a little bit of flurries up in Atlanta, but. Now here in South Georgia, now we ain't got nothing but a bunch of wind and cold.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just hoping it don't be that way February the 23rd.
No, I believe, I can't dictate what the mental above got, but I'm thinking that on the average, I think the weather will probably be in the 70s around that time there.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. Hey, Chris, did you get any kind of handle on what's going to be going on with the with the cup or the manufacturing cup? I mean, did you find out anything else?
Actually, Tim had called in last week, but I was going to get in contact with the people at Zachlin and have them to come on board and kind of give their input as well. But as of now, I'm thinking that it's going to be down in Bradenton.
Wow, that's crazy. I don't see how they're going to pull that off. That is crazy. That's going to mess up a lot of good racing up this way.
Yeah, you're going to probably split the crowd, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So they going to have a race in both places?
From my understanding, that's the plan.
Oh, okay. Well, I know where the crowd's going to be at.
Yeah.
I know where the crowd's going to be at. What kind of races are you hosting this year? I know the Tweeds race, but you got anything else lined up?
Actually, we actually going to do another one, I think, in Hattiesburg later on. Actually, I'm going to play it by ear. I mean, because you got a lot of expensive stuff popping up, so I'm just kind of, you know, making a cut and see what's going on. I know we have a couple of them in Texas in May and June, but, you know, that's kind of little distance off from now, so.
Yeah, I think you need to play it by ear, too, because, you know, we did have somebody try to put together a race at the last minute. I'm not calling no names, but it was supposed to go down in Reynolds.
Right.
I think we was in Hattiesburg that weekend.
Right.
Yeah, and they kind of fell through. So, yeah, you almost got through these races like, you know, like you're robbing a bank. Last minute decision.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Go ahead.
No, actually, let's see here. Yeah, I think next week will be a special announcement. I think I just kind of put it out there to you, like I did Poet in the early part of the year. Changes and stuff are being made, so like I said, that'll be something in the near future too. But they was telling me that another track is opening up in Alabama, I think, Etmore. That's an 8 mile track. I don't.
Is that around Birmingham?
I want to say, I don't know if it's in the Birmingham area down there toward the Mobile area or whatever.
Oh, okay.
That was a nice little 8 mile track.
Hmm.
I'm wondering what all happening to the quarter mile track, man. Like if you're down in Georgia or Mississippi, people in Alabama, well, you got the Montgomery Motorsport track out there still a quarter mile, so.
Yeah, but I think when you kind of come near Georgia and Florida and North Carolina, you know, it's all quarters.
Right.
I don't know why these guys. I think it's got something to do with, you know, as far as the safety of it. I think everybody's trying to, you know, a lot of people trying to reduce it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, but, you know, I heard it costs a little bit more to run the quarter and got to have two sets of paramedics, you know, when you run the quarter.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I know down there in Valdosta, they have one at the starting line, then they have another set on the other end, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the status on the US 19 track? Have we got it up and running yet, or is it still?
Well, everything is shit down now. I haven't got a handle on it yet, but I'll be letting you know in a couple of weeks, so I'll just text you and let you know, but I haven't heard anything right now.
Okay.
Yeah. But I keep it posted.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, I don't know why it's kind of quiet tonight on the phone.
Well, I was just, you know, I know it's some posts on Cycle Bike about the race. Do you know, I sent Soup them a private message, and I think we got everything worked out. Actually, we're going to lock it in with you a week before the race.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I talked. Well, I PM'd him, and we got everything worked out. So I think we're gonna have a nice time over there, the 23rd.
Okay.
You know,
is that with Sean riding the bike against you, or?
Was that they bike on that video you had posted that won the race over there?
Let me see.
Yeah,
the black boots.
Oh, yeah, that shouldn't be no problem there. I mean, no, that shouldn't be no problem. Who was that riding? Sean?
Yeah, Sean.
Oh, yeah, that shouldn't be no problem there. Yeah. Yeah, he got action.
Okay.
Yeah, that shouldn't be no problem. I mean, I know we were supposed to race this year, but I don't think he came to that bad off the race. I don't know what happened, but he didn't make it.
He didn't. No, he didn't. Because I think he was trying to run you at that race.
Yeah, yeah, but he didn't show up, so no show don't get no run, so. You know, what's been going on with Tackle Boss and Priceless and all them boys? They've been missing.
I don't know, man. I've seen Tackle Boss make a few posts on Cycle Bike, but other than that, I haven't heard from any of those guys.
Yeah, I'm wondering about Priceless. I hope I haven't heard anything since I raced their bike, but Priceless, if you're out there and you're still alive, buddy, press one. I want to hear from you.
Yeah, they have been kind of quiet lately, but hopefully they time on in tonight. At least Tackle Box or somebody.
Yeah, because I don't want people to think that I hog the show every week. I want somebody else to chime in, and I promise I won't say nothing wrong. I know I've been on the beat for a little while the last couple of weeks, but I'm sorry.
Yeah. He'll find it with on in a while either, has he?
No, I haven't heard anything out of him lately either. I don't know. He told me he was going to be in the lab. You know, I think everybody's just trying to get their ducks in a row. You know, maybe I need to be like that. Maybe I need to get smart and stay off the lines and get my fight prepared. But I got a new surprise on the bike now. I got a DME lightweight front with the skinny tire on the front. Skinny slick. Yeah, it looks real good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a gift. Put on and everything.
We may have talked our man up, y'all. 078, John. Your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on with you, man?
Hey, nothing. This hillside, man.
Oh, I thought it was Tone Low.
Oh, come on, Miller Manila, man. Why you always got jokes?
Man, you sound like Tone Low when you came on.
Don't get mad because I got a man voice. Don't get mad.
What's going
hey,
on?
Ain't nothing, man. Hey, man, I tell you what, I got a paint job for you, boy. If I had a way to put some pictures on, I might have put some pictures on Psycho Bike to show you.
So, you got it right?
Oh, yeah, that's right, boy. That's right.
Don't make me drive out of this weekend and drop this body work off now.
Man, when I tell you it's right, man. I'm going to have to pull some pictures up on it to show you. The boys got to come with it. The paint right now, I just got to get right on the bike.
Oh, so you kind of backwards. You got the paint ready before you got the bike ready?
Well, the last time I beat you with no paint, if you recall.
Yeah,
remember the primer was wet. When I went by you, you ended up having a great primer on you.
Yeah, strangler. Yeah, but man, that's kind of awkward. I know you're trying to get your little shot in right there, but that's kind of awkward.
Man, look here. Let me tell you something, man. I told you I was building something for 2013, just like you said you were doing. That little bike I'm playing with, it's gonna be a little street ET bike. You know, it'll be a street ET bike. But I got a gorilla waiting on you.
Frank, are you coming up to the Twigs Racing Lodge with the bike? Are you?
No, yeah, I'll be up in Twigs.
Okay, because I may have a few models up there to shoot some Keenan pictures off before.
Okay, cool.
But I'll let you know, before we close. Can you just give us a little sneak peek of basically the colors or something?
Determine what your face
color on.
What I do is, what I need to do, I need to write your number down. I can send you some sneak previews to your clothes.
And what I do is when it's show over with, I give you a call and we can exchange it. If you need me to post them out there, I go out there and post them out there for you.
Okay. Okay.
And if Chris, y'all, some kind of way you don't get the number, is it okay if I or text him your number, Chris?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. What I was gonna say? Oh yeah. I know that you just said bikinis and all this photos and stuff. The only woman that's gonna take a picture with Caesar is Erica. I promise her that she will be the only model for my motorcycle.
Hey, well, I want to tell you something real quick. I really got to see you because I appreciate you going down to Brady's and taking pictures with my little cousin. That kind of offended me.
Hey,
you down
hey,
there
he
taking pictures with my cousin. He holding your picture up. He needs to be holding up family pictures. I appreciate that.
Hillside, man, I'm going to tell you, your little cousin, man, he's been wanting to meet you. Will you please just meet my son? Can he meet you? I said, yeah, send the little guy up here. You know, when he came up there, I was expecting like a baby. I was like, this is a grown man.
Oh, Lord. Hey, man, go with that, man. That man 14, 15 years old. Go with that. Don't try to make something like that.
So I said, you know what, I'm going to sign a poster for him. I got him in a picture, you know, I posted on Facebook. Hey, I'm going to take him up on my wing because obviously y'all ain't doing something right. So I'm going to take him up under my wing, and who knows?
Hey, look here, they doing something right. He's more into football. He just play with the motorcycle. He ain't that serious with it like that. But I want to let you know, I appreciate you letting hold a picture of your bike, because I'm the celebrity down here. He need to be with a celebrity. He don't need to be down there with you.
Well,
I'm going to have to call his daddy tonight. That kind of
obviously, he been lying to you, brother, because what he told me, bro, I'm telling you, you better be glad that you're some kin to him, because I think he was about to write you out of the wheel there for a minute.
I find that hard to believe.
Hey, just face it. I got fans everywhere. I'm down there in South Florida, and I got people coming up to me wanting pictures and autographs. That was amazing. I love
they
it.
They just don't know no better.
I
they
love
don't
it.
Know no better.
Hey, but
no
I'm gonna tell you now. I'm here to tell everybody on this line tonight that little Mike, I love him like a brother. But next time we got to lock a race in because I'm not driving 6 hours to pull up to the track and you run up to my truck and tell me your bike ain't working, it ain't cranking, it won't stay crump, I will get a lock in. If I got to drive over 5 hours to somebody, it's got to be locked in. I didn't appreciate that. I smiled, I joked, but I didn't appreciate that.
You had problems too with your bike, they telling me.
No, but you know what? I'm going to tell you, I had enough to run the bike in an eighth of a mile. I couldn't run it in a quarter mile. Because
okay.
when my chain broke, when my Masterlink came off in Valdosta, I was burning out in fifth gear. So it bent the shift fork in fifth gear, so I couldn't run it all the way through the quarter. But we was ready for the eighth. But, you know, he kept making excuses. I don't appreciate that.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying, Bill. The shift for the fifth gear. Shift for ain't got to do with no fifth gear. You fine. You're not a mechanic. You done told a transmission what you done did.
No. You got it wrong. Hey, I'm going to tell you, that problem already fixed. It was the shift for it, baby. I know what I'm talking about. That problem already fixed. We will be in season on Saturday.
Season this Saturday?
Yeah, uh-huh. We will be in season this Saturday. They running like early in the day. Hopefully the weather will be right. But we will be there.
I'm going to have to come see you in season. You got to get inside me. If you got to drag me, you got to do something. You ain't going to keep running from me because I'm a no-name. That's what you say.
Oh, no.
You can't
no,
get
we ain't
by
doing,
a no-name.
We ain't doing no more mass racing into next year. We strictly just.
Okay. Have it your way. One thing about it, you're going to have to see me eventually, and it ain't going to be no smiling until we get through the other end.
Okay, well, you know, it's a lot of other guys out there you need to race before you just come to the top of the chain, huh?
Man, one thing about it, I already heard a scared man can't win. There's a whole bunch of y'all that's on here that I'm looking for, you know.
I think you and J1000 need to get it on at that Tweed race.
I ain't got nothing. Like I said, I done ran the man, he done beat me. And I take my loss. I don't make no excuses. I know I'm faster. So I don't even worry about him no more. I'm still looking at other people.
Wow. So you even though in a loss, you already know you faster. Therefore, you don't want to race him.
Let me tell you something. When you spin through the, I ain't even, you know what? I'm just going to say it like this. He won. He got the hill.
You sound like Tackle Box. My motor blew up, my piston dropped, my oil ran out the motor. I mean, they gave every excuse when they got beat. Even when you beat me on Paper Chaser, when I was on Paper Chaser, I didn't make no excuse. Hey, you won. You gonna
hell
win?
Hell no, you ain't make none. You haul, yeah. I command you was out of there so fast, I went to go back around there and see what you wanted to do. They say, he gone. I say, hell, he was just at a ticket booth. They say, I think he rode that bike home.
Hey.
I say, what about the sale?
Hey, one thing about old Custom Cuts now, I know how to disappear.
Yes,
that's one
do.
Thing about me.
You're a musician, boy.
You dog all right.
You know how to get up out of there. I think you got the wrong name.
But
When you ran J1000, was it the last race down in Valdosta?
Yeah, Grudge Fest 2. Grudge Bowl 2.
Oh, okay. 2, okay.
Yeah. He got away with it. I can't take nothing from him. He got away with it. But, like I say, there's a lot of people on that scene them win, and I'm glad they seen them win. You know, next time they'll put their money on them. And me and him will lock up and do it again, you know. We're going to do it again that night, but I just felt like, you know, I've been out here all night. Mike been doing good. I decided to go in the left lane, which I should have looked at it because the dude, Mayo or whatever, he spun from sun up to sun down, and I jumped in the lane he been in and right behind him. And I don't know if the bike was leaking oil, but damn, I spun all the way through first gear, halfway through second.
You know what? Mayo, I mean, all you got to do is just look at his suit that he got on. He's a joke. He's a joke. I would never run behind Mayo.
I would never run behind him. He was a joke on that day. Now, he got a strong bike, though, but the setup is totally wrong. Totally wrong. And I'm going to tell you, the best lane in Caesar is the left lane. Trust me. But you see, the custom cuts don't care. I beat you down in no matter what lane you're in. I don't care.
Hey, man, when I beat you, I'm going to change your name because I'm about tired of hearing that custom cut. That name is everywhere. We got to change that name up.
Look, I'm custom cut tonight. Next week, it'll be X. Okay?
You know, hey, boy, you got too much time on your hands.
No, you know. But I want to hear from Tackle Boss. I haven't talked to Tackle Boss since I beat his head in. Tackle Boss, I know you're listening. All you got to do is press one, baby.
Hey, man, let me tell you what my daddy told me. Sometimes when you don't beat a man, leave him alone. Because sometimes you can't handle it when they come back at you. Just leave him alone.
Man, let me tell you something, man. One thing about me, I raced him the first time. I asked for a rematch. He gave it to me, and I beat him down. So I show him some love back, but it's going to be when I get ready. Man, I ain't afraid of
no people. You are, what, 1-1?
Yeah, technically we're 1-1, but the way I beat him down that second time, really, I'm 2-0.
Okay.
Because I beat him down. I made him submit. He got out of that motorcycle before he got to the 8th mile. And if you don't believe me, watch the tape on that.
So are you the fastest in Georgia?
Yeah, I'm the fastest Hayabusa in Georgia.
Okay.
I'm the fastest Hayabusa in Georgia. Leonidas, and I can say this right now, Leonidas don't want none. Who else? That's the only booster in Georgia that's running. Leonidas, the cheetah bike, he got embarrassed. He got beat down like 5 times.
Well, I was told I don't want to try that bike.
What bike?
The cheetah bike.
Man, you need to try that bike.
But I told him, man, can't nobody speak for me. I want to try them all. Miss Bud Lightline, I want to try that bike, too.
Oh, I'm saying there'll be a twig, too.
You talking about beating Chris Moore? I ain't say nothing. I don't beat Chris Moore. I don't say nothing. I don't advertise.
No, you ain't never beat the bike I beat.
Well, I put it like this. When I'm in the lane and he in the lane and a man tell me what you need and I tell you nothing but the other lane and you go out there and you get got, ain't nothing else to be said.
Yeah, you right about there. But
that was that Grudge Bowl, too.
Yeah,
okay.
But I beat the monster. But, you know, hey, I'm not the fastest
like
man out there.
I'm like this. If you bring it to the line, obviously you think you can beat me. You ain't lying up to lose.
Yeah, you're right.
So it is what it is. If I turn the air light on, I'm sorry for you. I don't care nothing about no monster or no little boy. You was a grown man when you lined up with me. Well, that is what it is.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, hey, I can't knock you for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I say, nobody don't know what the inside strangle is, but they're going to learn next year. I ain't just talking to be talking. I'm in this to be in this. I'm in it to win it.
Well, you remind me of a younger X. You remind me of a younger X.
I'm 42 years old, man. I'm going to be younger than you.
Well, hey, you remind me when I first started out. Hey, you just getting into this thing. I've been in it. I don't care how old you are now. I've been doing this. You know, one thing about me, I can tell you just get in because you ain't even bought you a full leather suit yet.
Man, how you going to say that? How you going to say that? I chose to come out there in Levi's, which I took off that night because they threw me all over the tail and put my suit on. Man, what are you talking about? The spikes on the front of my boots cost more than that whole suit you had on. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I got a cheap suit, but I done spent some money. Now I sent off a hefty deposit for my suit for next year.
That's why I'm Jordans I beat you in costs more than your suit. You got beat by a nigga in some Jordans and some starched up Levi's. I think I had a Tommy Hill jacket on.
Yeah, you did. It's
what
all.
What you talking about?
Hey, it's all for
the
game. Chris, what'd you say?
I thought when you coming out with that new suit, you said that you.
February the 23rd, I will be over there in Louisiana. Well, you know what? It'd be fitting to debut that in Georgia. I think it's your race in Tweeds. Your race in Tweeds, I will bring that suit out.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to find a cape. You got a cape that you can wrap around, whatever you can buzz off in it, or you just going to come out the trailer with the suit on.
Well, actually, Chris, I really didn't want to, you know, tell anybody this. Actually, I'm coming out with a custom H robe. Yes, I will have it. Yeah. And you know what? I guarantee you, watch how many copycats copy me. Yes.
If they do, I guarantee they get a crazy check every month. Because anybody in their right mind ain't finna copy you on nothing.
Okay. Y'all keep laughing while my pocket's getting fat.
T4. I feel you.
Yep. You know, anybody that go get their motorcycle painted before they do the motor is crazy anyway. How you going to tell me what I need to do when you going to get the paint job before you get the motor? Come on now.
Hey, I might be trying to be like you. You come to the track trying to put on a show. I might be trying to be like you.
No, yeah, you know what? Y'all take that. That's just the beta. Yeah. Hey, one thing about it. I don't dance when I pull through the gate, but when I leave, I be dancing.
Yeah, you do. Side to side. You can't dance with me. You better run a straight line.
Well, you said you want to. You better get some W's up on the bill. I'm talking about some hardcore W's against some names.
Hey, I'm man, names ain't nothing.
Oh, yeah, names everything in this game, buddy. Because
names
I can beat John. You know what? Okay, let's just say I put on the internet on Psycho Bite, I beat Hillside Strangler. You know how many people are going to say, who? Who? Who you beat? I don't know him.
You know that works for me.
Huh?
That works for me. Because they get in line and then they find out who I am. Who that was just ran over me? That was the Hillside Strangler. I be down.
Well, you need to run J1000, Mayo, and all them boys, Chris Moore and all them heavy hitters. Run all them boys.
Okay.
Run all them boys, cause ain't nothing fast in Jacksonville. Nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I put Jacksonville on the map.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I'll tell you. And I'm sure some boys around here that want to try you, but they ain't saying nothing. They just going to wait and catch you. See, I ain't scared to tell you that I want to see you.
Wait, you name, hold on. I'm going to name one person in Jacksonville that want to try me.
Man, I don't want to call their names out, man. They on the line?
No, there ain't one person that want to try me. If they on the line, speak up.
I'm going to just talk a name out there. I don't hope that I get it. I'm going to just say Danny.
Who?
Danny.
Danny Man?
Yeah.
With the 1,000?
Well, yeah, I think he was dealing a hybrid that one time.
I think Danny got something together around there. I ain't talked to Danny in a minute. But, Danny getting the lane with him.
Yeah, that's what he say. Man, look, tell him to finish turning wrenches. I'm ready. He talking about, you know what, because I already know how this is going to be. You know, Hillside, I'm going to tell you something now. It's going to be a bunch of, let me see, February through July testing. You know, because all these new bikes coming out, it's going to be, oh, I'm not ready. We still testing. Oh, I'm not ready. We still testing. That's all it's going to be. You better not bring nothing off the showroom floor talking about running me. Must be crazy.
So you saying
Frank was running, but I think Frank is about what 70 some more pounds heavier than Cuss, so I know that race probably ain't gonna.
Yeah, Frank's probably about 250. Yeah, Frank about 245. I seen him in the mall. I think he said he was 245.
Oh, okay.
Well, what did you see him by the food court? Because if he was by the food court, he's 300 by now.
And that's funny you say that, because we was in the food court.
Yeah.
Well, one thing about it, if he was on the phone, he'll line up with you.
Yeah, his mouth will say that. His mouth will say that, yeah.
He got a rider.
Okay, well, you know, y'all, Nancy Man or whoever, they can go hire whoever they want to ride, Teasley or Richard. I don't care. I'm going to still race.
Oh, man, okay. Well, like I said, I'll get the word out to you. Maybe I can get you some races in Jacksonville, but I need to see
I'm
owner-operator.
I guarantee you can't get Nancy Man to call in right now and say he's going to call me out this year. No, he's going to call me out before the summertime. I guarantee you he won't.
And he's a cool dude. He take great pictures. You know, I can't knock him on that. He's the, you know, one of the best out there. But as far as motorcycles, I haven't seen him do anything. You know, but as far as a camera, now he can focus the mess out of a camera. But that's all the credit I can give him.
Okay, well, I feel you. I can't speak for another man, but I just know, you know, cats want to see you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I hear about it, you know. I'm not sure if you're one of the ones that said it, but it's a few that said it, and they don't hear it. Like I said, I need to draw on you because you tried my partner 5 years ago when I wasn't racing, and I've been talking about that ever since. And he had a bike that he could have got around you with.
Yeah, he had
with
a bike.
With no problem, because Ricky Grayson had that thing showing up.
Well, you know, like I said, brother, I've been doing this for, I ain't going to say it, you know, 17, 18 years, but I've been doing it for a long time, long enough to know the game. And let me tell you something, I done figured out a sweet spot in the game. And what I'm working with right now, and minus the motorcycle, it is a good recipe to get a win. Because once I get in that dome, oh, man, me and Caesar got the easy road in. Yeah, okay. I can get you aggravated. That's one thing about me. Once I get you aggravated, the race mine.
Okay. Well, you the fastest in Georgia. Maybe I go and knock you off out of Jacksonville. That's representing Florida. I'm sure we got something in Florida that can do something with you. But, you know, I don't feel that I need to race other people before I race you, you know.
Well, I mean, I heard, you know, as far as, like, my Georgia crew up here, and I can see my crew because if they say something else other than that, I run over them. But I feel like J1000 can, you know, can deal with you again.
Okay. Well, like I said, I talked to him earlier today, and me and him, you know what I'm saying, we're going to do something. We're definitely going to do something, you know. He want me to try his light rider. You know, I ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah,
you know, he's 235 pounds. I'm 190, 185, depending on how I feel, maybe 180, you know.
You've been hitting it weight soon, man.
Yeah.
Well, you never did give no. Well, yeah, because you said one time you were 2-something, didn't you?
No, I'm probably about 190 with leather, 195 with leathers on.
Okay. No, you ain't.
What I am?
I can tell you with your leathers on. With your leathers on, I'm guesstimating now. You're 215.
Okay, 215.
Yeah, 215.
I take that too. I might
now,
be 225 with my leathers on.
Now with my leathers on, well, that's another subject.
Was it 215? I take 215. Maybe I give me some heavy hitter races.
Oh, hey, look, that's one subject you don't want to touch on. I done got bashed for talking about heavy hitters. I didn't know them guys that sensitive, man.
Man, everybody's sensitive about their weight, especially
women. Not me. You can call me what you want to call me. I ain't sensitive. Call me what you want to call me. But when a guy can look in the mirror and can't see the side of his face and you call him big, he get mad. Come on. Don't get mad at me because I can look in my mirror and see my whole body.
All right, girl. You know you're going to take some strikes behind that coming, man.
I ain't saying nothing. I'm just listening to it.
I'm telling you, man, these guys are crazy, man. I mean, I didn't put you up to the table. I didn't put the spoon in your mouth. You know, I didn't put the nano pudding in your mouth. Hey, look here, big guy. Take the nano pudding out your mouth.
Hey, Chris, where the rest of your callers at, man? You got somebody on listening. I know somebody want to race this year.
Yeah, they all on, man. I'm thinking, well, normally the first hour, you know, it's always quiet, and then that second hour is when things pick up. But they, you know, they got the big heavy hitter and the super heavy hitter shootout going on in February. So I don't know. That's about a 12. That's a long drive for you from Florida, but I mean that would be your own. I ain't gonna say your own opportunity, but man, your big chance to catch all them, the heavy hitters and the super heavy hitters together.
What's the heavy heavyweight start out at? Like he said, I'm two. What did he say? I'm 225 and 11.
Have you ever watched Nutty Professor? That's the size.
I think they moved it down to like 220. I think was the starting point. The 220 to 240, 250 in that range. I don't look like I'm on the flying seat.
Wow.
Any inch range as far as the bike set up?
No. They want to say they got it set up as wrong with the bronze.
And trust me, if you that big, you can't bring enough.
Got him, man.
If you that big, you can't bring enough. So, wrong with your bronze.
Well, you must be in your early 30s.
Some of those guys were flying, though, man. They hit a class before down there. I'm not going to call it the time some of them was running, man, but those guys, some of them was running pretty fast.
Yeah, they got the heavy hitters running 780s.
Oh, man.
Some of those guys run that kind of, those numbers they was running, I got to give them their props, man, because that was impressive to see you got 300-something plus.
Yeah.
Look Hillside, here go, I'm gonna tell you this now, and I hope Chris don't mute everybody else. Here's a secret. All you got to do is just stop by Krispy Kreme and set a box of donuts at the 8th Mile, and the race is yours. Trust me.
Boy, that's stupid, man.
They're gonna stop. Trust me. They're gonna get out the gas at 8th Mile, grab that box of donuts. Trust me.
Hey, you say ain't no fast bikes in Jacksonville. Let me tell you something. Walter Sprout right around the corner from me here in Jacksonville. What you talking about?
Ooh, that's a has been.
That's a has been. So you saying Walt don't want to see you?
Yeah, what I said, he has been, and he don't want to see me. Now, I don't know grudge, Mike.
Well, I sure hope somebody on this line, like Frank Crew, that talk to Walt every day, and I hope y'all hearing this. Y'all need to get at Walt. Tell him he need to come see Custom Cut.
Yeah, he need to come see me, because if he ain't man enough to get on this line and tell me that, and you got to send a message, he ain't fast as he think he is.
Okay.
Yeah, I speak up for myself. I don't send no message. I don't care about Walt or whoever, or none of them heavy hitter. Shoot.
He 240 pounds.
Man, why? You see, this is why I can't understand. Why everybody is dwelling on weight? If you know me. Man, okay, yeah. Okay, put 240 pounds against me if you want to.
Man, I hope some of his crew on this line, I hope y'all hear that. Y'all tell Tuna Racer, Walter Sprout, that Custom Cut want to see.
Yeah, you tell him. And we ain't got to wait the next year to do that.
No, we can go to Mount Austin on Saturday.
Yeah, we can come to Mount Austin, tell him to bring the grudge bike, not no pro mod.
He got a booster.
Okay, well, tell him to come.
We'll you don't want to come like you.
Okay.
You said Jacksonville, so I'm saying I thought of somebody else.
What did I tell you, Strangler? What did I tell you? If you got to go through all that message relaying, call the man. Tell him to call in and press 1. Walter, with a name like that, I wouldn't even be in racing. Walter. How many Walter? I've been racing for a long time. I ain't never met a Walter. Huh? Shoot.
Wow. Chris, can you change Spring and have him call Walter?
Oh, man, come on. Do we got to go through all this? Man,
we need to get in contact with him. Right. Because I think that was going to really upset Custom Cut right there.
No, man, all these races we done had in Battle Austin, and he ain't been down there calling nobody out.
He don't.
The last grudge bite that won in Battle Austin was when I beat Tackle Boss. I drug him through the quarter. I drug him and made pale hamburger meat out of him. Yeah, not brown hamburger meat, pale hamburger meat. Hey, let me tell y'all something now. And I know a lot of people listening tonight, and this is Custom X. Now, when you pull up at the track and I see you smoking cigarettes, and you think you're gonna sit over there and not be nervous against me? You better not let me see you smoke cigarettes, because I'ma already be on your A for doing that. Cause I know you're nervous. That's what got Mr. Marcus in twigs when I saw him smoking cigarettes. Yeah, that's the reason why he red-lighted. Yeah. Just the 110, that's what we're going to get him in Cecil. But it started raining.
This one.
Yeah, you better not smoke no cigarette. You better not let me see you smoke a cigarette because I already know you're nervous.
What was the race going to be between you and Jigsaw?
He was going to race the, what's that, Zoop Zilla?
Right.
Yeah, through the quarter mile. But I'm going to tell you, it started raining, Chris, and don't you know, from that day on, he never asked to race my bike again because he knew what was up.
Okay.
He knew what was up. We had him covered. And I already told you, I ain't been letting no man beat me, but a man that looked like him, he definitely won't beat me. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Like, you know they going to be down at Louisiana, though. If I
and they won't
fight. You don't think they going to say nothing to you?
You know what? Let's make a friendly wager. I guarantee you, through the quarter mile, he would not call me out with any bike he got there. Now let's put a $10 wager on that, Chris. And
okay.
He won't call me out and win. And win now.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll leave.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah,
he's showing up though. If he starts smoking cigarettes, you know that the race ain't. It's not a good place, Danny.
Hey, one thing they need to put on the box of the cigarettes, besides all the other stuff they got on there, they need to put, you better not let Custom X see you smoking, because it's going to be bad for your health. It's going to be bad for your health. Because you know what? If you think I'm lying, you can ask my brother. He will tell you. That I'll come up to him. I say, JP, you see what he doing? He's smoking cigarettes. And boy, you already know when we get in the staging lanes, you know, we put the helmets on and be waiting to go down into the burnout. That ain't nothing but nervous alley right there. And I got you. And tackle box, man, come on, man. He a walking heart attack.
Man, I tell you, leave that man alone. That man will come back for you when he ready.
No, because when he was on me, you didn't come on in and say that.
I probably went on here then. I would have told him the same thing.
Hey, look here, stick up for your blood. Don't stick up for him now, because I'm going to tell you, if he beat you, he'll do you the same way. I ain't got no mercy on nobody when I win.
I don't
stop nobody when they get on me when I lose.
I feel you. But I was always told a man know when he can't beat you, leave him alone, because he'll hurt you.
Okay. Well, I definitely ain't worried about that, but...
That's the difference between being raised in the Bangham and being raised in the backwoods.
Hey, I think Chris know when we came to Hattiesburg. Well, Chris, you already know what went down.
Yeah.
Yo, you already know Taco Bell got major respect for us because, well, you know.
Yeah.
Tenfold, that's something I don't know nothing about. That's something y'all got going on.
Yeah, you're a baby. You need to stay in Jacksonville, stay around the water and fish.
Well, Lance, he's going to hit the road, though.
Believe it.
Man, Hillside, with a name like Hillside Strangler, he need to stay on the bottom of the hill. Trust me.
You don't know where I'm going to be at.
J1000 got you covered. If you can't get past the slowest 1000 in Georgia, you're going to need to come park in the street.
Well, what I can't understand, he keep calling him the slowest 1,000 in Georgia, but if I recall, I sent you a video, and he said you just got knocked the F out by a 1,000.
Yeah, you're right, and you know what? And
so
what did
I make you?
Hey, one thing about it, I never got on this line and say I haven't got beat, but with Big Caesar, he ain't never asked to run this bike, no. He ain't never had to run his bike without giving him something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, I ain't going to say he got the slowest 1,000 in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. He got the slowest one. Yeah. He got the slowest. I'm going to say it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to throw a little bonus out there in March and see, man, who got the fastest 1,000 in Georgia. And at least we can start it. I don't know if it's going to prove a point.
being the opener race, but we may have to do something for the 1,000.
Yeah, it's a good point. You'll get some guys in it.
Yeah, I think since Steven sold his bike, I think Jared probably got, let me see, out of in Georgia, Jared probably got the only Grudge 1,000 in Georgia. Besides, Leonidas got one, but, man, I'm telling you, this Grudge team getting kind of thin around Georgia. Me, Leonidas, and Bud Light Lime, I think we got the only Grudge hot boosters that's really doing something out there right now. You know, be truthful about it. Then you got a couple of 1,000s, but, I mean, man, Georgia, man, they slicing us down. I mean, you got Big Boots of Willie, but I think they about buried him last time at the Grudge race, so I don't know.
What everybody doing in Georgia? You got the Eggers, what's the guy named with the 1,000? He has all Grudge out 1,000, too.
Who you talking about? White Boy Racing?
No, Edgar, what's Edgar's last name? It's the Burgundy 1,000.
You talking about he be up in Tweed with the bald head?
Yeah,
Oh, man, come on, man. You call that a Grudge 1,000?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it set up look like it's about 78 inches of flat slick on it and stuff, so.
Yeah, but I can put on a pair of Michael Jordan shoes, but that don't mean I can dunk.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, hey. But
how long is Caesar?
You talking about the motorcycle? Oh,
yeah,
70,
how long is that bike?
79 and a half.
Okay, so we sitting about the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
79 and a half. But we got a Macintosh arm order. We gonna be it goes out to 82. We're gonna stretch it back to like 81 inches. It's coming up, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you done took the front end off and you ain't called me. I don't want no cycle bike and bought one. Just put it on today.
No, see, I got this as a gift, man. I'm telling you, my sponsor, he sent it to me. Actually, he put it on everything, man. He came by, man, I'm telling you. I'm going to send you a picture of it.
I want to see a picture of that Raglan motorcycle you got.
Oh, wait, one thing about it, you can call me what you want to call me, but one thing is that you cannot call Caesar Raggedy, because one man made sure this bike was the cleanest hot booster out there, and that was Chicken
clean.
Man.
Come on, man, that bike is not clean.
Oh, man, you
that
can say
bike
if you
ain't
want.
Clean. That
oh,
bike ain't
say,
clean.
You can say if you want to. Don't hate now.
That
don't
bike
hate.
Ain't clean.
Don't hate
you
now.
You ain't clean.
No, don't hate.
Man,
don't hate.
Look at the tail. You got to cut the tail all up. The tail ain't sit right on the tie and all. That ain't clean. I show you clean.
Yeah, you show me clean, but you won't show me fast.
I show you both of them.
You know, we ain't in no car show or no bike show.
well, you definitely ain't in none of that.
So, and that's one thing
that.
I can understand about some of y'all guys. Y'all want to look the part before you actually accomplish the part. Man, let me tell you, I have more respect for you if you came out there with no classes on, with just a tank and beating heads in, then you come out there with a pretty paint job and losing every race. Get right first before you try to jump on big dogs looking good. Because one thing about it, if you're in the loser circle, it don't matter how you look. You still lost. Believe that.
I understand what you're saying. One thing about me, I got two things. I got class and I got pride. No, I got class and I got hard. See, racing started with the hard. So I don't know what you're talking about losing. I'm a fighter.
Yeah. You're a black Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Chris, open on somebody's lives, man. I'm tired of talking to your cousin over there. Can you find me somebody 225-pound? That won't race
we can find, that won't be no problem at all.
Find me something like 225 pounds with a booster. I don't care if they got a slick or not. I got a street tie.
Sure. Oh, okay. Yeah. You should be able to get plenty of races with your setup.
Yeah. Stock motor, little gas, and a street tie.
Yeah. You know, that sounds plum crazy.
I just like the race.
stock motor can tell you green.
I'm going to tell you what, they had all the parts in stock when I ordered them. So it make a stock motor.
You quarter mile or 8 mile, man? You don't care.
I'm quarter mile.
Okay.
What season was that saying this stuff now?
Please, I believe that man gonna step up to you, man, at one of these races. Man.
He know I am. He worried about getting beat by somebody nobody don't know. That's what he worried about.
Chris, have you heard from Erica?
I hadn't heard from her. I'm hoping she came on tonight, but she didn't.
No, she know I'm on the phone. She been running from me, too.
Oh, boy.
She been supposed to ride that bike over there he got. He can't never make it happen.
If you only knew.
If you can get him out also this weekend, I can call in to work Saturday and we can make something happen.
Hey, I don't want you to miss any money. You need to pay for all those Christmas gifts you got. You know, go to work. Go to work, my friend.
Matter of fact, I should have found out where you live at. I just came from your way today. I've been up there since Sunday. I should have stopped by.
Yeah, you should have stopped by. What you doing up this way now? Because I got my trailer locked up inside a big old storage house. So you,
man, I got women. I got women everywhere.
You got women everywhere?
Yeah, I need to get one more up that way. Where you at? But well, I don't need you to put me down because I don't know what kind of class you got.
Well, I mean, one thing about it, I don't hook a 42-year-old man up with nobody, though.
So. I don't know what you're working with up there.
Hey, you need to go on eHarmony. You need to go on eHarmony.
You might be close to Atlanta. They ain't got number two things up there. A whole bunch of rappers and a whole bunch of them other things.
You know any female riders down there that can ride bikes or in the Florida area?
In Florida area, not really. It was a couple, but they ain't trying to do nothing.
Okay.
They were playing around, and then all of a sudden the game changed, and they couldn't keep up with it.
Okay, okay.
But not no more.
Okay.
But the only one I know is up there in Georgia named Cuffin Cook.
Oh.
Well, yeah. One thing about it, you may laugh now, but I'll be laughing later. Because this is what I'm saying. You see how I took that and smiled. See, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody need to be in good faith because it's all about, you know, grudge talk radio. That's the whole thing. See, I don't say nothing about when you walk up in my face with your yellow teeth and black lips smiling in my face. I don't say that. See, I don't get mad at that. But see, that's your prerogative. I mean, that's what you want to do. So if you say that I'm a female and I ride motorcycle, I don't get mad about that. But just know that when you walk up in my face with your yellow teeth and black lips, I mean, I don't get mad at you.
I ain't got no black lips. Hey, it's all in fun. See, I didn't get mad. I didn't get mad. I didn't try to defend nothing. Hey, it's all good. If you say I'm a female, I'm a female. Come on, man, don't do it like that now. I'm a female. Yeah, don't do it like that. That's a little too much. Hey, I tell you what.
Nah, never mind. I ain't gonna tell you what. I see more women around me than I see around anybody at the track.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. You know, a lot of women run together. You know what I'm saying? I've seen that a lot.
We run together. We run together and we celebrate together.
I take care
of my problems on this end, and you take care of your problems.
Sorry, I know people don't like you, but sorry, boy, I don't have no problem with you. I like you.
But see, look, it's all in fun. If you hit me below the belt, be prepared for what I say now.
Oh yeah, I can take it. You know what I'm saying?
But we all need to be up on our, on our game when you come at me. We all need to be up on our game.
That's the info.
So, I mean, if you refrain from all the girly comments, I refrain from all the hygiene comments.
Oh, no, that don't bother me. You must have got me twisted up with somebody else.
No, I'm just saying, no. All you got to say is 10-4. That's it. That's all you got to say, 10-4.
No, yeah. You can't put no words in my mouth.
So, Hillside, we 10-4?
You 10-4?
He can't. Can't agree, man. He won't
glide
up beside you, man.
Hey, you know what? I ain't gonna ask the race up no more. I'm gonna let him just come up to me one day when he's feeling froggy and just let him say, man, what you wanna do? I'm gonna say,
okay, man,
what I've been wanting to do. Run over that head, get in the lane.
Hey, Chris, you see, all you gotta do is just give him a little bit of that medicine and they'll leave you alone.
No, I feel like you when you ready to race me. You erase me. I'm going to go ahead and who this J1000, I'm going to go ahead and settle up with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my bike is not in your league, man. I'm saying don't try to race me like that, man. My bike ain't in your league.
He said he wants to step up and try, though, man.
Say what, Chris?
He said he want to step up and try, though, man. He said that feeling just keep telling him, man, he won't line up beside you.
Yeah. I mean, if that's what he want to do, I mean, it'd be like putting a gun to his head. But, I mean, hey, you know, people commit suicide every day. So, I mean, if he want to do that, let's do it. You know? When I get from Louisiana, I'm supposed to send my motor off and have it refreshing. Now, do you want to see me in Tweeds?
When is Tweeds?
That's March the 30th in Tweeds.
March the 30th.
Yeah, I can see you in Tweeds with no problem.
Okay, all right. I mean, you know, if that's what you want to do. And
you have my phone number, you know what I'm saying, for what you want to talk about.
Okay, I mean,
I'll see you in Tweeds. I'm serious. I'm serious.
I'm not racing for no pennies now.
Okay. Don't count my pocket.
No, I'm not. But I'm just saying, I don't want to race for no pennies because I really don't think I have to, you know? I really don't think I have to.
I see what you're saying, and I'm going to tell you like this. Whatever you can throw out there, and I think it's right, I ain't got no problem doing it, none whatsoever.
What do you mean if you think it's right? I mean, I don't like them kind of words. Why can't it be whatever you throw out there I match?
Why can't you come up with a number right now for Tweeds?
Well, I say let's just keep it a peace sign.
No, you need to tell me some kind of number. Cause I don't know what y'all George is saying.
I mean, what you throw up when you throw up a peace sign? Don't you throw up two fingers? Come on now, let's keep it like that. You know, now if you want to go up, we can go up. But let's keep it 2-0-0.
Why don't you text it to him, man?
Yeah, I tell you, because he's slow, man. Good grief.
Now I'm slow.
Everybody knew peace out there. They all on 2 feet. Good grief, they're alive, man. Hey, it's like talking to Forrest Gump. Hey. But Hillside, you cool with me. We'll do something in Tweed. But let me get around these heavy hitters over there in Louisiana. You know, I travel. I get outside of Georgia and outside of Florida. So, you know, we're going over to Louisiana. I'm going to try to get past these fat boys, I mean, these big guys, and, you know, just make something happen. Start the year off right.
Well, you start your year off right. Do what you got to do. I'll be here waiting. I'm going to have my year right. I'm telling you that now. I can't do nothing but get better from where I'm at. That's all I got to say.
Now,
he told you about the Pro Mod race he got, too, don't you, over there in Louisiana?
A Pro Mod race?
Yeah. Pro Mod supposed to give him one, I think,
in the break,
through the quarter.
And Chris,
that sounds like something I got around here.
And Chris, I saw what you put up on Psycho Bike. You flashed that 423. You thought you were cheating.
What do you put up there?
Chris, you think you're so slick.
What did he put up there?
Oh, he, at the end of the video, at
the end of the video, he flashed a 423 and then put custom cuts or something like that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I thought I seen that. But that wasn't no promo. That was a booster.
No, that was the booster had the clock off. It was a little hidden joke I had put at the end of the video.
I thought I seen that.
Hey, you know what? Chris, you know, see, that's one thing about Chris. You got to really uncover him to see what he's talking about. And I had to watch that whole video over again. I said, I know he did.
Yeah, I see that.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to tell you something. No. Yeah, all right. I know what time it's like running. Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
all right. I waited all the way to Wednesday to comment on that. But I'm going to tell you, 423 is not going to worry about giving me a one in the break. That guy was worried about that.
Okay.
He's worried about that. I'm telling you, he's not going to, when I get over there to Louisiana, he's not going to give me one in the break. He's going to back out. Big J is going to back out. From that one in the break, I'm going to get him in the eighth. The only race that I'm probably going to get is Soup On. And the reason why that is because we're going to have it locked in.
Okay.
But I'm going to see what kind of heart them guys got. Is anybody else on the line? Because, I feel horrible knowing that Hillside Strangler is on the line and nobody else. Man.
Well, what are they going to do? They're going to comment tomorrow. Cousin Cut took over the show, but they sitting right there listening. I read no.
Man, I got a lot of people. I told a lot of people to call in tonight and listen to the show. And I just feel bad because I know I got more fans out there, and I know it's more people out there that want to get to know me. You know, Hillside, you need to hang up the phone because you kind of lying.
I up and hang up, man. I got a call from these women. Shit.
Yay. Yeah, I'm on this right now. Footage from the Texas Roundup Grudge Fest. Yeah, Chris, you real sneaky. Yeah.
Oh, man, I couldn't remember laugh when I put that on there.
Yeah, that's real sneaky. Wow.
Well, 423, you got that covered, man.
Oh, here it is right here. Let me read what he put on here. Custom cut. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
423 on the clock. Wow. Wow. 420. No, it's 428 at 162. Input custom cut. Wow. Wow.
Let me see, man. We may have some of these Louisiana guys out want to say something tonight here. Let me see. Let's see if we can cue a few of them in. Let's see. Yeah. I thought we had a few of them out here. Make a throw line. We may have a surprise for you, Custom Cut.
I'm getting sleepy.
And 7833. Let's see. Yeah, like I said, while we're trying to cue them up, we're going to. I'm going to just hit a little boxing ring at the end, too.
Yeah, I see how you put all that, yeah.
I'll tell you that. What would you want to do with the 1,000 that was on there at the beginning?
The black one?
Yeah.
Oh, head up. Head up. I'm not going to let nobody get no cheap win off me at the beginning of the year. Head up.
Oh, they probably will run your head up, too.
Yeah, and they'll be done. But Chris, I want to let you know that I'm not the only bike out there racing. I mean, I'm not trying to take on the world now.
Yeah,
I heard Possum and Tacklebox and all them boys going to be there. I mean, Tacklebox, they must really be in the lab on me.
Yeah,
because they ain't came on not 1 week since I beat their head in.
We haven't done that, babe.
Wait, hold on. Chris, I just received a message from Gerald. Well, I'm going to put J1000. I heard you talking about me. Now, that's what he just sent me. I heard you talking about me.
Tell him to push one.
He pushed one, J1000. Push one. It don't take that much. I know your finger is fat, but just push one. Chris, do you see a 3939 number? I'm finna act like I'm Gerald 1000 when he come on. Here's how he always come on. I heard y'all talking about me. This is J1000. Steven's gonna ride my bike. And I'm the fastest Motor 1000 in the world. Gerald, just push one.
You done got the man mad. Now the man listening, and you done put him out there.
All he got to do is put his scrubs on and go to work. Yeah.
Yeah, he going to call me in the morning talking noise. Look at man, I ain't said nothing. All I said is you won.
No, he'll say no.
Six 6939. Your mic is open. Black Skeezer, what's up?
What's going on?
What's up, man? Man, I'm gonna wear your ass out the end of a mile.
Who am I talking with?
Man, you know who this is, man. All that crazy, man.
You hear him talking to?
We done been going at it week to week since I don't know how long. You know me not by now, man. It's like I know your voice. Come on, man.
Will you tell everybody on the radio, the phone line needs to know who I'm talking with. Because they obviously didn't know me.
This is Big J.
Oh, what's going on, Big J? What's going on, my friend?
Not much, man. Not much, bro.
You're not at work?
Nah, I knocked off earlier, bro.
Oh, okay. You learned your lesson from last week, okay? You know not to call in while you're on the clock with me.
I
caught you between a rock and a hard place. I know you wasn't
here
to respond.
You had me. Yeah, you had me.
Now, do you got all your big brothers ready for the race, February 23rd? I'm being so sincere right now.
Boy, Big Rob will tell you out the frame, boy.
Wow.
Big Rob gonna whip you, bro.
You know
I'm
what,
not talking about fighting, I'm talking about racing.
You know what? This is crazy because, you know, I was actually being sincere with you. I mean, it's a heavy hitter race. What's wrong with me saying do you have all your big brothers ready for the race?
Oh, we're going to do it. But okay, we're also going to cross. All everybody going to try to get across your ass that night.
Wow. So what you're saying is y'all gonna do your race, the heavy hitter race, then everybody's going to come after me?
Nah, man, you're going off the trail.
Okay, I like that even better. But, you know, I already told you I got to make one pass off, down the track. I've never been over there before. I told you we're going to make one pass off the truck, then we're going to do Then y'all can get on with your heavy hitter race. Ooh, I like to split it up. Man. Man, that F word is just But Big J, when I met you, you know, you cool people, you know, you cool people. I have no problem with you, but
I know, bro,
if you label a race a heavy hitter race and it's over 250 pounds, why do y'all get upset when a guy really expresses what it really is? It's a nutty professor race. That's what it is. And
you're not gonna get them though.
You know, I mean, hey, it is what it is. But I don't see you outrunning my bike with one in the hit. I don't. I don't.
You have to. Yeah, I'll tell you what. You're going to have to see it to believe it.
Okay, well, as long as it's not a turbo. And I tell you this.
I got no turbo. I have no turbo.
And I tell you this right here. I do this for you. And I'm going to do it only for you. We make one pass down the track. You make one pass down the track. Whatever you put up, I'll put 200 on top of that. So if you put up 1,000, I'll put up 12. Because I'm throwing in the weight difference. So I'm putting 200 on top of whatever I bid. Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah.
So this race is 8 mile race.
No, you
agree. Don't have him to go back and play the tape. Don't have him to go back and get the tape.
Yeah, it's 8 miles.
You agreed on push talk.
It's 8 miles. Yeah, that's what I said.
All right,
buddy. But if you were going to bite on that quarter now, I was going to take it.
Dude, no, I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to hit that 8, and I'm hitting the brakes, cuz.
You'll hit the brakes before you leave the start line now.
I'm going to hit the brakes. I'm going to hit the brakes and go get you to get my money.
Okay. All right. Now, I want you to promise me one thing, Big J. Promise me, if I beat you, I will be able to make it back to my hotel in one piece. Now, because I'm telling you,
what I told you, win or lose, I'm going to shake your hand after the race.
You got a problem. I'm in Louisiana now, murder capital of the world.
You're going to be old, man. It ain't like that, man.
Okay.
I got a lot of my partners coming out to see you run your bike. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them been following you. One of them even went up there to Georgia and was telling me he took some pictures of you in Georgia. He even got the video of you when you broke your chain.
Well, you know what? I tell you what. Tell him I got an autographed poster just for him, not for you, just for him. Just for him. And that's a promise from me to you.
I don't want a poster. I want one of them braids out your head.
Wow. W-O-W. Wow.
You keep that $200. Hey, I'll tell you what, you keep that $200, and I want you to cut one of them braids out your head when I whip that ass.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I tell you what, that's a bit. You will get, you. Now look, you can only cut one. I will let you cut one of my braids. Okay, it's even part, but if I lose, you get to cut one of my dreads. If you lose, you got to run hard as you can down the quarter mile.
That ain't no bet, man.
I'm going to bring my pit bull to chase you all the way down this quarter mile. Now, you bet that Big J, you got to bet.
Hey, bro, you ain't right, bro.
Paramedic.
This dude is a comedian, man.
Hey, paramedic, be on standby. I want the paramedic to be on standby.
Oh, bro.
Big J, I'm saying, man, you know, all jokes aside, man, please stay in your class because you ain't ready for it. I know in Hattiesburg when I came over there, I was having problems. Y'all really didn't see what Caesar could do. But, dog, you've never seen my bike run before. Never. Other than on video. It's unreal what this bike can do. So if you think you can man up with one in the break, let's do it. But I'm telling you, you're going to be disappointed. I hate for a man who's throwing the race to be embarrassed at the beginning of his own race.
Bro, one thing about me, bro. Racing is racing. Win or lose, I can't ever be embarrassed, bro. Because I ain't doing it for the money. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that serious, bro.
Keep it real.
It ain't that serious, bro. Being 330 pounds, bro, people don't expect me to win anyway.
That's how much you weigh, 330?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you know, hey, you know what? I got to commend you for stepping up to a guy that went, that's gonna weigh 115 pounds on race day. I commend you for stepping up. But look, you don't get no kudos when I run through. I'm gonna run through you like a bad set of greens.
Okay, you gotta catch me first.
Say what
you
now?
You think it's a joke? You gotta catch me first. You think it's a joke? You think I'm coming out there with a Ninja 250 or something, man?
Okay.
I'm going to leave you on your ass. You're going to have to work.
Oh, no, dog. If you must don't know. You don't know my resume. You only listening to what you only reading that stuff you on the internet. I'm telling you, dog, it's a different story. It's a different story.
Cuz, let me tell you something. I've been running cats down 100 pounds lighter than me for a couple of years now. You give me the back time to break. You're going to have to prove me you're going to catch me.
Okay.
Because I'm going to have enough nitrous on that sucker to blow both of our bikes up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Man, once I leave, either I'm going to blow it up or I'm gone, one or the other.
Okay. Well, as long as you don't blow up and fall off on my side, we cool.
Nah, that ain't going to never happen.
We cool. Yeah. Well, I'm going to take this right here. You got a lot riding on this because one thing, you giving up weight. I'm only giving up a bike because my bike's 60 foot like none other. And I'm not even going to call the number out, but you better ask Tackleball. You know, or look at the tape. I got you covered,
back
dog.
Back tie in the brake, cuz.
I got you
back
covered.
Back tie in the brake.
And look, leave everybody that you know at home, because the embarrassment, you ain't going to be able to hold your head up around Louisiana for
what you going to understand about being embarrassed?
Oh, dog, trust me, you're going to be embarrassed. You're going to be embarrassed.
I don't wear this shit on my shoulder like some of them cats. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter to me, bro. It don't matter.
It don't matter. So you mean to tell
me
it
don't
matter?
It don't even matter.
And so okay, let's picture this now. Let's picture this. Okay, let's just say it's February the 28th, or whenever the winds are going to be after the race. Okay, and I'm on the radio, and I say, you know what, y'all? I told y'all back in December that I was going to get around Big J, and I did it. Are you going to be able to take me talking, get on the radio, telling everybody
right.
about
And I'm going to tell you, yeah, you did it, but when I see your ass the next time, I'm going to want the same race again.
And so I'm supposed to give you the same race again if I beat you?
You would?
You know what? I do it a little better. If I get past you with one in the break, and if you race me the quarter mile, I give you four in the break.
Oh, man, I can't race you no quarter mile.
No, listen to
four
me. And I give you four in the break in the quarter. If I get past you one in the break, the next time we strike up a conversation about a race, I will give you four in the break in the quarter mile just to get your money.
I tell you what, we might have to do that.
Now, I ain't talking about, no, we're going to do this one in the break first. Now, this is going to be on
that'll work.
Yeah, this is going to be on an entirely different day. We're not even going to talk about no four
in
the break.
Oh, I'm not talking about the same day either.
Yeah, I give you four on the break as long as you can step on the scale and weigh 30 pounds like you said.
Hey, that ain't no problem. No
okay.
problem at all, bro.
Okay, because the
anybody
Monday
that know me will tell you that I'm over 330 suited. I'm well over that.
And
you claiming the tweet?
No. No.
What's the date?
Big J said he may have. It's on the 30th, March the 30th.
I don't know, man. I can't that far ahead of time.
Man, you ain't showed us no love over this way, BJ.
I'll tell you what,
I really have. I tried a couple of times, but my schedule just never worked, man.
Yeah, you did try to come to Bad Off, but you said, what, it flooded that time?
My house flooded, man.
Yeah.
I'm just getting my house back together for the holidays, man.
Oh, okay, yeah. You did, because I think it was one of them races. You say y'all got flooded over there, and it just all, yeah. Okay. Well, you know, hey, you know, show us some love over this way. I'm coming over that way. Show us some love. You got the
I'm
whole
be back.
Year.
I'm coming.
You know, you got the whole year, and bring your big whatever his name is, Rob or whatever.
Big That Big Rob in Sacramento, California, man.
He in California? Oh, man.
Yeah. Big Rob driving from California, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I ain't got to worry about him. Yeah, Erica already told me ain't nothing fast out there in California because all the restrictions. She already told me that.
She might have lied to you then, cuz.
No, let me tell you something, man. I never heard all the fast bikes are on the East Coast.
What you got to realize is they got money all over, though, bro.
Yeah, they got money all over.
The money just not on the East Coast. People from all over can send their shit to the East Coast.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm going to tell you something. It's the tuna, because when I took my bike up to North Carolina, my bike fell off 210 when I went up in them hills. So it's all about the tuna. It's all about the tuna. So, I mean, I may sit around and cut up with y'all guys and may act crazy, but I ain't crazy. So when I come to Louisiana and when y'all see DTM fly in on that helicopter at the track, okay. Don't be looking crazy. Don't be looking crazy with a crawfish hanging out your mouth.
Can't never, bro.
Okay.
My tuna will be at the track already. He'll be there Friday.
We will too. We coming in Thursday night. And I'm not disclosing my location because, well.
I was going to ask you if you really needed somewhere to put your bike. I was going to call you up offline without nobody knowing and try to hook you up with something. I ain't like that, bro.
No, actually.
It ain't like that at all, bro.
I got a cousin that's working at the police department over there. We're going to leave it at the police department. Yeah. Guard it.
That'll work.
Because Caesar is just like Bin Laden. Everybody want to kill me.
I ain't gonna say online what go down. But when a lot of the guys come from out of town, I got someone that I put them at.
Well, Chris.
And I was gonna offer to you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't like that, bro.
Oh, well, that's cool. I mean, you know, Chris, the host of this show, I want you to send me the address to the nearest police department, and I want to leave my bike there heavily guarded.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the scene.
Police department up there, I don't know.
With that money I'm going to win from, Big J, I'm going to go to the casino and blow it in one spin.
There you go.
Gotcha. We may need to have an after party. We got
0-7-8.
Okay, let me.
0-7-8.
Mike is back open.
That's fine, Chris, man. I somehow okay. I was hitting some buttons. J1000 sent me a picture of a dog baby with dreads saying, wow.
He sent you a what?
A picture of a baby dog with dreads and it say, wow.
You know what? Obviously, he's listening to the radio right now. Gerald, why don't you man up and press one? Don't be sending no pictures. You oversized bow tie wearing non-racer, 1,000 motorcycle in the world. Doggone,
oh,
you. Hey, you know what? This gonna get on his nerves right now. You ain't nothing but an order. You ain't nothing but an orderly. Call in.
Hey, man, you must have been picked on when you was young or something, man. Some big boys was picking on you or something.
No, one thing about it, I know how to get on these skin. He ain't nothing but an orderly. You went to college for 4 years to push around my wheelchair.
Hey, Gerald, you going to take that, man. I know you got to be listening, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I guess he just ain't going to worry about you, man.
He a blue coat. He ain't no white coat. He a blue coat.
Oh, man.
No, he a candy striper. Hey, but, Chris, you were saying about an after party. Now, I like the sound of that.
We might have to go to Hooters or something afterwards, man.
I'm gonna have to see it, how late they stay open.
Well, how far is the casinos from the track?
Not far at all, man.
Okay, well, hey, as long as I can put Caesar up and not worry about Caesar, I'm straight.
Man, you don't have to worry about that. I'll get with you before then, bro.
Yeah, online,
but I'll get with you. I'll get with Chris.
Yeah.
We'll get you a call.
Yeah, that's
the least of your worries, man. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I want to put it up so I won't have to be dragging that thing around. You know, I can cab it the rest of the way.
Yeah.
You know, because, okay. I know once I collect from you and that Promod and Soup Bone, shoot, I can catch a cab all over Louisiana.
I wouldn't be counting that too quick.
Well, I mean, hey. I don't need a DUI, and I'll be willing to celebrate because we popping bottles.
Tell you what, I might ride around in that King Ranch that weekend, man. Take your money and ride around.
Take my money and ride me around the King Ranch.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't the only one that got one, too, now. We can put them on the track, too.
Nah, mine's brand new, man. I got no miles on it. I can't do that.
Oh, you ain't got no miles?
I ain't had all changed yet.
Okay, all right. Big dog, okay, well.
Hey, man, he just sent me another picture of Millie Vanilli, man.
let me ask you a question. Why he sending you all these pictures?
I don't know, man. He ain't sending you nothing either.
No, he don't need to send me nothing. He need to press one. That's more easy to take.
Actually, let me see. Somebody started
talking
on Psycho Bike, too.
Oh, yeah. No, hold on. Chris, I hope you tell the truth, because I'm on my iPad right now. Let me. Chris, if you make a joke right now, I got you, man. I'm telling you, do not make no joke. Hold on, let me see. Okay, Psycho Bike. I'm by Oak. Okay, all right, here we go. Yes, sir. Custom Cuts do have wireless internet. Let me see. Yes, sir. I do not have dial-up. Let me see. Real Racers Forum, guess who? J1000. Boy.
No, it ain't.
What?
J1000 saw the vote.
Hey, man. Hey, J1000, hey, you...
What'd he say?
He got a picture of a baby doll there. Woo!
I say, wow.
Wow, yeah, wow. You know what, Jay? Okay. All right, that's the way you want. Okay. All right. Okay.
I told you.
Cool. Okay, you know what, Jay? Okay, all right, cool. I got you. Wow, I can't believe this. You know, that's so disrespectful.
Well, you done talked about it, man. You said you got the slowest bike in Georgia and all that, you know what I'm saying? You
no, but he got a baby doll on there with black hair, with sunglasses on, with red lipstick. Wow. This is freaking crazy, man. I draw the line. I got to draw the line.
You know, man, he an orderly. He went to college to push people around in wheelchairs. Come on, man.
I mean, I can't help if he went to Mercer for that long to push people around. I can't help that.
Because I tell you what you do, man. You just wait till you line up beside him and then take it all on him then, man.
That's crazy. Chris, do you see this?
Yeah, I was scrolling through myself and ran up on him.
Now, this is crazy. I mean, I know I hit below the belt sometimes, but this is below the belt. I do not look like this thing he got on here with a spring neck.
Hey, boy, that thing will be 7 pages tomorrow.
Not a bobblehead, huh?
Wow, this is crazy. You know what? I got to draw a line somewhere. This probably going to be my last week on this show. I'm mad.
No, you're
not.
He under your skin now.
This is my last week on the Grunge Talk Radio. I got to draw the line. No. No.
You're not tapping out, huh?
Well,
these 230-pound racers, they're taking over. I mean, you know, they're a disgrace to our racing world. They're a disgrace.
Well, that's going to be 30 pages tomorrow on that dog, baby.
Man, they're a disgrace to the drag racing world. I can't believe it. It's like the skinny grudge racers don't exist no more.
Now, y'all I might as well go
to the zoo and keep an elephant and call somebody out.
Hey, what do you say on the topic, man? You might not be talking about you.
No, he got a guess who. Guess who question mark.
Oh my God.
What kind of mess is that, man? That's crazy, man.
You hit the man like that. Why you hit him like that, man? He on the phone, I know he is.
No, I'm just saying, man, I was telling the truth. We ain't talking about the order. That's what I heard. Hey, Chris, I see you online, too. I see you down there, fancy lover. Yeah.
The what now?
I see you reading the page right now, fancy lover.
I was glancing up there.
That's how
I picked up on it.
Oh, you know. Okay, all right. Yeah, okay, let me ask you,
do I
look like that thing he got up there?
I actually came off that page. I had to go back out here and look.
That don't look like him, man. He don't wear no lipstick.
Wow.
My Jelly 1000, it's your boy. That's going to be 30 pages in the morning.
Wow, I mean, that's crazy. My hair don't even look like that. My forehead is not that big. And I don't wear pink.
Orange. I ain't noticed all that.
I got to show Erica this. She's going to be highly upset.
Hey,
no.
Call me now. Let me holler at
him. No, this is absurd. I'm really upset about this. No, I can't let this ride.
Because you got my promo card guy, Kawhi, too, man. He hadn't said anything late either.
He probably got cramped from laughing.
No, he know better. You know, we all clown, but Chris, I know you was lying about that 428 because I watched his bite. Actually, the first night I talked to him, I watched his bite. And I'm going to tell you, you already know I got him covered. So you can save them guys if you want to, but you already know I got him covered.
Hey,
we
got
man,
we're
going to open up the line. I'm not even going to call it. Number off. Your mic is open.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
What's going on, bro?
I can't go, man. What's going on with
you? I heard somebody on here talking about me, man.
Man, guess who's calling in right now? I just want to make sure before I correct what I think he put on the internet. May I ask who's calling right now? Is this J1000 I'm talking to?
This is he.
J1000, now, I don't know where you get off from putting a little white girl with black hair with lipstick calling it me. You know, one thing about, I told you about you. I mean, why did you put this thing on the internet about me?
I ain't put no name on that, man.
No, you put wow. Everybody know I say wow.
You must be feeling guilty, man.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe it.
But anyway, since I got the slow at 1,000 in Georgia, why don't you try me in tweeds, man?
Head up, I will. No problem.
Hold on now. I got the slow at 1,000. You got to at least give me the back cut.
I tell you what, if you ride, you get the back tire, go off the light.
No matter who ride it, I got the slower 1,000 in Georgia.
You know what? No matter who ride it, if Steven ride it, your rider, you get the back tire, we go off the light.
Yeah, we got to go off the light.
Now, take that.
Okay.
No,
slower 1,000, man. You can get more than that.
No, I can get, you know, I give him the back tie in an 8 mile, we go off the lights.
That'll work.
Because everybody man, look at here. Let J 1000 handle him. You stay in Jacksonville and look at the stars.
No, I'm just correcting what you said. If it's Mike that slow, he 235 out leather, 250 in leather.
I'll put a little man on it. They go
he
off
gonna
the
put, He gonna put a little man on it. Then I give him the back time. We'll go off the light. And before he turn his hand back, everybody knows Steven cut a 1.0 light. I'd be sitting beside him or practically in front of him.
That bike so gonna beat the bike already.
You know what? You can no. He ain't never beat this bike I got now. He never. He bought. You it don't matter. We ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about what you issued out tonight. You want the back tie, I said I give you the back tie with your light rider. That's all you get.
Okay.
No, hey, Steven will take that. Steven will take that. That's all we can run in tweeds.
That'll work.
Okay, that'll work. We'll see. You better pray for rain. You better prank the rain.
Hey, but I need everybody to go on psycho bite. I need everybody to go on psycho bite right now. And guess who?
Okay. Well, you know what? Let everybody guess who. But you know what? As long as I can guess how much money I have in my hand after I get finished with you. But as of right now, for 2012, I'm undefeated in tweed. I never lost with this bike that I got now in tweed. I beat ATP. Well, actually, it took you 2 years to get your bike finished. Let's clap to that. Let's everybody clap to that. It took you two years to get your bike.
You're right. I did it by myself.
Yeah, yeah. And I do this by myself. So it took you 2 years.
I don't have fans and sponsors.
Wow. Wow.
You ain't got no damn sponsors.
I don't have a sponsor. I got a sponsor for 2013, but I didn't have one for 12.
Okay.
But your rider, he sold out because Possum drug him, and he's in the Mustangs now. So why don't you tell him? Why don't you tell him?
Hey, you don't know who gonna ride my bike. I'm just gonna put a lot of man on.
Okay. Well, I mean, it don't matter. But I guarantee you, he'll be paler than I am. He'll be lighter than I am.
Hey, because Humpty told me to tell you what's up, man.
Who?
Humpty.
Oh, okay. What's going on? That's my boy right there. That's my boy.
Yeah, man. That's one of your partners right there, bro. I don't know if he's on the phone or on the internet, but he's listening. He actually told me to tell you what's up.
Yeah, that's my boy. You know, I had to tell them directions to the track and battle, so, you know, they finally got there, but, you know, hey. It's all for the fans. But getting back to these big riders, look, J1000.
I'm at home, man. I can't talk crazy, man.
I caught you between a rock and a hard place again.
Yep.
After I get back from Louisiana, I'm coming to Macon, and I'm bringing Dan with me. So you bring Jeff or Mike Dye with you. Now, I tell you what, don't bring Jeff, bring Mike Dye.
I don't need a tune at the track, man.
Okay, well, you know what? Do your own setup and put Steven on it. But you got the back time in the 8th mile. And we're going to see.
Can you get ran over by Lil G2 Custom?
Oh, no. No, no.
Yeah, I watched YouTube. They gave you the back tie of April. Meet your ass.
Man, what you talking about? What you talking about? Why y'all bring
when
up?
When I beat them people, you ain't saying nothing. I beat him 2 times.
You know what? You're a small fry. You're a small fry.
Yeah, you all about the names you done beat, and then when
you're,
I'm still saying,
hey, you a small fry. You a small fry.
Whatever. I guess it just don't matter unless you beat people. I'm just sitting here thinking about that. I'm thinking about that. I done beat some people you done beat, but it don't matter because I'm nobody. Well, I'm telling you what, J1000, after you punish him, I got to have him. Then after I have him, me and you got to go at it. Since he seen to think that I got beat by the slowest 1,000 in Georgia. You still online, J1000?
I'm on the line.
All right, so after you do what you got to do to him, just come right back around after your bike cool off and sit next to me.
We'll do that.
And then he need to come back around and sit next to me. And I want back tie and two in the quarter with him.
Wow.
I think y'all ran my man off the line, man.
Well, hey, I'm just telling you, you know, he asked for stuff too. He asked for stuff with a pro mod. I'm asking for stuff from him. He didn't hang up, did he?
Yeah, I think we're hung up the phone, man.
Wow.
No, he didn't mean to hang it up. He on psycho bike trying to do something right now. He's a little way up in Georgia. They can't be on the phone and the internet at the same time. They ain't got that kind of technology up there yet where he at. Gee, he might be on a payphone. They in the deep woods. I've been on them back roads all day today. I know where he at. He talking about Jacksonville. We do got a city. It might have been somebody else trying to use the phone where he at. He been on it 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Somebody standing outside knocking on the door. Hey, but I'm telling you, it's going to be some good racing next year coming up. It's going to be some good racing. There's going to be a whole bunch of people. Ain't nobody know who he is out there doing something.
He'll be big names.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. Y'all can quit and joke all you want to, talk how you want to, but I remember what J1000 told me. He wanted the back tire. He wanted the back tire and tweed. That's all he's gonna get. That's all he's gonna get. So y'all can swing on or ticks or do whatever y'all want to each other. But the race is still going to happen. It don't matter. But I guarantee you ain't going to be able to cover the pot.
He ain't going to be able to cover the pot.
No, now one of y'all going to be able to cover the pot. So if I get J1000 in the back tie, it's going to beep over three fingers. Believe that.
How you don't think he's going to be? You can't count another man's money.
I can count an orderly's money.
Oh, I'm going to leave y'all alone because you can't count my money. You don't know nothing about me, so I'm going to leave that alone. Are you an orderly? I guarantee you, I can count his money if he would not be able to put the pot because if I give him a back tie tweezing, his backyard, he's going to have to get right. He'll sigh. You know, at Christmas time, he put a lot of perms in there this weekend.
So you say he's doing a lot of washing sets this weekend?
Yeah. He been braiding hair like a motherfucker.
Well, his hands might be hurting. He might can't snap that throttle. You been doing micro braids this week, cuz?
Hey, one thing about it, over here in South Georgia, we let go of buttons. We let go of buttons right here. We let go of buttons. Believe that. You better ask somebody. You better ask. Hey, Gerald know more about my bike than you know about it. You better ask him. He already know. All I got to do is let go of putting him on his eight. Believe that.
Well, if he's willing to take the race, he ain't too much worried about it.
Yeah, so you know what? He can beat you up. He can beat you up if you want to. But he already know who he going to beat with when I run you. See, that's one thing about J1000. He a snake in the grass. He a snake in the grass with a blue sheet on. Yeah. See, I know him. I know him. He can't trick me. He can't trick me. He can trick you because he done beat your head in. But he can't trick me.
Okay, that was it. He done beat my head in.
Ain't no way I'm gonna let a guy that pushed wheelchairs for a living that beat me on a track in his hometown. No. No.
That's your home track too, ain't it?
No, that ain't my home track.
Where's your home track at? Is it in Douglas?
Valdosta
ain't your home track.
That is my home track.
US 19.
That is my home track. I'm 40 miles from US 19 and 40 miles from Val Austin. What you talking about?
You
so I picked Val Austin.
Right next to the subway.
You better ask somebody. Hey, you better ask somebody. Yeah, you go to Twig.
Yeah, where it rains all the time.
That got up something else, boy. I tell you what, I'm glad you're on the grudge scene because you get people that don't be raising something to do when they're at work, you know.
I don't want to give nobody nothing to do. All I want to do is give BJ a L, which I'm going to do, and then I'm going to travel down to make. Now, look, if I don't get Grudge Race of the Year in 2013, now I would really think it was conspiracy going on. Yeah. Because if that thick mustache possum get it, or that, you know, I ain't going to say that, that big Grudge Racer CJ get it, it's a real conspiracy going on. Yes. Yes. 2013, a black Grudge Racer should win it, and that would be me. Hey, don't fault me.
He is crazy, boy.
Hey, don't fault me. BET had Roots on all day yesterday, and I watched it. I'm mad.
I did, too.
I'm mad.
I ain't mad, because that'd be ignorant if I got mad. I just understand.
Yeah, I understand. I'm mad, too, doggone, because I ain't get Grudge Race of the Year.
It's just a title, man.
And J1000 going to get on here with his man. Ooh, boy. Boy,
but,
be glad.
Look, you done dogged all the boys in my hometown. I mean, you just say Jacksonville ain't got nothing down here. You don't care nothing about this and that. I mean, that's the same thing.
Look, if you Google Jacksonville, the only thing that will come up is y'all lazy Jaguars. And we already know y'all ain't nowhere near the playoffs. Okay?
Hey, what happened if you Google Georgia? Where you from? Toombs County or something?
Wait,
Abilene
no.
County.
No, Tip County. You got the battle off the Wildcats. You got the battle off the Blazers. You got the Atlanta Falcons. You got everybody. Google Louisiana. What you got? Nothing but the Saints. We already knew what it is.
Tell you what, I did Google. I Googled custom cuts the other day, and all I got was a bunch of barbershops all over. I got nothing to do with no drag racing.
No racing. Where the hell did you get that from?
You Google Big J drag racing and see what happens. A Big J heavy hitter and see what happens. See how many pages and videos.
All that come up is a doggone pork sandwich. That's the only thing that come up.
All I got is a bunch of barbershops, clippers and scissors.
All right, don't Google me. You Google my real name. That's what you do. You don't even know my real name. I know your real name.
I don't like your
number
one
real name. You know your real name.
Say what now?
Jay Jones.
Jones. No, that's not my real name, my friend. That's not my real name.
His name is Carol Dean Jones.
Carol Dean?
Carol Dean.
The only person that know my real name on here is Gerald. And you know what? Chris probably know my real name.
His real name is Jared Jones, man.
Now Google that.
I know some dudes in Jacksonville that grew up with you.
Yeah, who? Who you know that grew up with me?
I'll tell you. I know some dudes.
Wait, who you know that grew up with me?
There's a police down here grew up with you.
A police?
Yeah.
Don't tell nobody that. I'm serious.
Hey,
is he white or black?
He's black.
Hey.
Yeah.
You want me to, I'll tell you what, I'm going to post, I Googled Jared Jones, and I'm going to post what came up.
No.
No, it ain't nothing, no personal information or nothing. Man, it ain't nothing, I'm just going to.
Now, if there's anything that J1000 put up, now, Big J, I'm telling you
that. I'm curious, I Googled Jared Jones. And this is what came up. Images of Jared Jones, and this is the first one.
No, if it's anything I do with Millie Vanilli, BJ, I'm telling you, BJ, don't do that. BJ, don't do that now. Now, I want to know, here's our strangler. What cop you know that know me?
His name is Terrell Dean. They call him C.
Oh, you talking about, is he dark skin?
Oh, that dude look like a monkey. Look like Patrick Ewing.
Wow, I ain't gonna see you like a monkey.
Yeah, he said he know you. He said when they were shooting marbles, you was bringing baby doll here.
Wait, hold on. Whoa.
Oh, that's some accusation.
You talking about blue.
I don't know. He's real black.
Yeah, you talking about blue. But you know what? That baby doll hair, y'all can get off of that. Y'all can get off of that.
We just gonna say, wow.
You know what? But, that J1000, you need to take that post off Psycho Bike. Yeah, I'm not saying you good enough, Chris. Why don't you back me up, Chris? I mean, where's the love?
Hey, ain't nobody really saying anything on there, really. It's actually dropping down, so.
Yeah, it's going to drop down, man. I'm going to keep pushing it up.
Wow. Chris is
got me curious over here. It's saying, let's see. Well, it has a whole list of things on here, man, about it.
I'm about to post one. I'm trying to get it now.
Hey, you know what, BJ? You know what? Forget you, BJ. I just saw what you talk on. You know what? Forget you, BJ. I don't look like that thing you put up there.
Nah, it's up there right now. Y'all go ahead and refresh the page and you get it.
No. There's a lot of people that say they're giving you big thanks, man. One person said, I'd like to give a big thanks to you, and we love his work, to Jerry Jones.
Okay.
Who, about me?
Yeah, that's a customer, I guess, replies again.
Yeah, he said you got his tape up messed up.
Is that on Psycho Bike or what?
No. That's Google, when you go out there and Google.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. I mean, I do have fans. I appreciate that. Hey, and everybody out there listening, this is Custom X, better known as Custom X, Custom Cut, Black Caesar. Let me tell y'all something. Don't listen to these guys. J1000, BJ, they all haters.
Nah, I ain't hating on you, man. You know better than that, bro.
Okay, well, why you put the mixed girl up with red hair?
that was just a joke. You got to refresh it to get the next one. The next one is the real deal.
Okay,
let me
refresh it. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay. Wait, hold on, man. No. Wait, hold on. Do you know what? All my custom X right here. No. Yeah, delete that page. Delete that. I don't look like that.
That is really, I'm telling you, that is good. I'm gonna get off the phone. Hold on, I can take it while I'm on the phone. Hold up. I got a smartphone. Hold up.
No, listen, to everybody that's going to look at this, that is not me. I am black. I'm not a Spanish dude with a six-pack with water coming, with water glistening off of him. No, that's not me.
Hey, Jay, you don't start with something, boy.
No, that's not me. That's not me.
You don't use to get this kind of stuff, so he must have got under your skin.
Chris, how you letting this look? We need to end this radio show. No, it's over with. I appreciate
we got about
calling out. No, we're out.
We got about 30 more seconds.
No, Chris, come on, man. Come on now.
I think this was the best show ever.
No. No, those images are false.
Hey, Chris,
I want
to thank you
right
for
now.
The show, man. We really enjoy what you do for us. This show is the shit, man.
No, I'm calling my lawyer right now. This is not right. Let me see. Guess who? Let me see if this picture is deleted. Big J, you need to delete this picture. No, this is not me. It's not me. The first, the second, and the third picture is not me. The little white girl with red hair, that's not me. The first white girl with black hair, that's not me. And whatever this is, the third picture, this is definitely not me. So I'd like to say thank you for everybody who tuned in tonight, but I'm not standing for this. I'm calling my lawyer right now. No, it's not right. It's not right. It's horrible. Chris, come on, man. Come on, man.
There's nothing I can do on this. They do. Now, if it was on this board, I could help you out, man.
Wow.
It's like first 48, man.
This is crazy. Chris, I can't believe this. Oh, my God. Man. Wow.
I'm getting ready to go over here on cycle and see what's going on, man, because all this.
Chris, I know you're looking at this.
Out here.
This is tragedy. Oh, my God. Wow.
Did somebody say this is the first 48 hours or something?
First 48. This is better than the first 48.
This is crazy. Wow. That I don't look like, man, no, heck no.
Well, we
wow.
got this arranged tonight on this show.
Well, ain't nobody really said nothing on that. If they hadn't been listening on the show, they wouldn't understand what's going on.
Wow, this is crazy. I mean, I got to I'm getting ready to
y'all can check it.
I'm getting ready to call Erica. No, I'm going, fellas.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll tell you what, call Erica and show that to her. Let us see.
Heck no, I'm deleting this whole. No, heck no.
All right, guys, we're going to shut this show down, man. Tune in to next week because I think we'll have a special announcement. I think so. At this point, we with all the feedback in next Wednesday.
All right, your name, Custom Cute.
Good night, guys.
Bye, Cousin Cute.